Reverend Tom and Reverend Jamie, and to all of you. Sharon Coe is the Executive Director for International Ministries, which is the agency that I work for. I think the last time that I was here, I was representing Tampa. So God is just shifting some roles around. But it's all good. It's part of today's message of being ready, which is really so poignant. I was able to sit in the adult forum and I was like, wow, God, you really are timing it all. Who knew? Who knew that this message and this scripture would fit into all of our hearts? And I have a special welcome for my dear friends who came all the way from Massachusetts. And I know we've waited for this day for a long time. So just sit back, relax, and just let God move you. I am the type of preacher that really would like for you to feel engaged and feel comfortable to clap, to stomp, to say amen, to run around the sanctuary if you need to, if the Spirit is moving you to do so, get out of your pews and just worship the Spirit. It's not about me. I am only His humble instrument to convey God's word to all of us. And God's word is also to me. So truly feel comfortable. But if your tradition is that you need to sit quietly and take it in, we respect that. Because truly as Baptists, we welcome all. And this church, our mother church in some sense, has welcomed all, young and old, different skin colors, different societal nuances, all differences that society puts on us. We've always been welcome right here. We've always been welcome in God's house. And as God's servants, we hope to also open our own home and welcome others who are on this pilgrimage to know a little bit more about God, about Jesus, about our Savior. So truly, this message title of Are We Ready? Speaks loudly and speaks profoundly to each of us. So I say, brothers and sisters, Jesus calls not just Sandra, but Jesus calls Dan, Jesus calls Marianne, Jesus calls Holly, Jesus calls Ferna. Jesus called Tony. Jesus calls Tom. Jesus calls all of us to follow Him. First Baptist America, are you ready to respond to Jesus' call? You've been the light at the top of the hill for so many years. The light shining for others to know and to notice that, yes, this is a house, this is a sacred space for me to sit in and relax, for me to know a little bit more about this Jesus. But in 2017, with all of the distractions and all that we know and hear that is in the news, are we ready? And you might say, well, how do we get ready? Do we have the tools in our suitcases or toolkit to get ready? Because Jesus never stops calling us. And He calls us to share our skills and talents for faith raising, for kingdom building, for faith formation and accompaniment, for retooling and molding. He calls us to be the brighter light in our own communities. And I love when Jamie's son said, the young food. There was a word there as she spoke to the children about delicious food and food, but for him, it was important that the food be yummy. That was God's word for him and for us. So are we ready to receive and share our yummy food? And in the scripture that was read for us, Jesus gave a reason and a purpose. And we see it in verse 17 that I will read again. Jesus called out to them, the disciples, remember he was calling the disciples. That is the first call of assembling the disciples. And he called, in that moment, he called Andrew and Simon. And he said, come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. What that implies is that there would be continued teaching and continued receiving. But the disciples had to be ready to receive and be taught. So are you ready to receive and be taught? Is the work that God has been doing through you and within you and in you continuing to be open to receiving more and being taught more? You know, Jesus taught and spread moments of wisdom. But the disciples had to be ready to receive. And we can say that in verse 17, Jesus was giving a vision statement. And he was to the point and clear. Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. He didn't do it in 3 or 4 paragraphs. He didn't have a special council meeting. He just gave them the purpose. And they accepted it. They followed Jesus. But underneath it all, it really speaks of the readiness of acceptance. And for us today, this scripture is also so poignant. We have truly the open heart to receiving the teaching and passing it on. It's one thing to receive Jesus' life, but it's another. Not to hoard it, but to pass it on. And that's what a lot of our missionaries are doing all over the world. And you, First Baptist America, you are supporting it. You are contributing to the ministry, to that great commission, to that great God's mission. By supporting World Mission, you're continuing to believe in the ministry that needs to happen beyond these doors. Because God and Jesus didn't say, come and sit and pour. He said, come, follow me, let me go. It's action. It's not sedentary. And I know that some of our brothers and sisters feel like, well, I'm 80 years old, I'm 90 years old, I can't do anything. Yes, you can, because you still have the breath. You can write, you can speak, you can pick up the phone, you can pray. So your heart of acceptance is still open to doing, to moving, to teaching, whatever tools that you have been anointed with. God is saying today, are you ready? How many of you here, sitting in these comfortable pews, have accepted your call to serve our Lord and to be fishers of men and women, to bring the knowledge of Jesus to somebody else so that they may grow in faith, to bring the knowledge of at International Ministries, where men and women, single couples, families come and say that they have felt the nudge to serve as missionaries, they go through a process of discernment. They go through a process of vocational evaluation, cross-cultural training, language acquisition. But you know what, brothers and sisters, first of all, when we ask of all who say, yes, use me, is that they pray. And we pray with them and for them. You may know or you may not know that we do have over 113 missionaries spread out throughout 70 plus countries. So the preparation of all our missionaries has started in prayer. Our global servants are able to shine their light because you are praying for them and with them as well. So I say, in order to be ready ourselves for the work that needs to be done and continue to be done, and the path that Jesus is laying out for us, the meals to be prepared, the yummy food to be eaten, the lessons to be taught, is that we start in prayer. And the Bible, the good book, shows us many examples where our forefathers and four sisters prayed. They prayed before battles. They prayed before meals. They prayed before challenges. Our Lord and Savior and prophets before, they got ready in prayer and with prayer. So the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples is our prayer today, was our prayer yesterday, and will be our prayer tomorrow. But that is our anchoring of prayer. And that's step one of being ready. To embrace the Lord's prayer. To live the Lord's prayer. To feel the Lord's prayer deep in our soul. When we cry out, our Father who art in heaven, it is our anchoring prayer. It's step number one of our preparation and readiness to follow Jesus. What else do we need to be ready for Jesus? Church, we need to be ready with our skills and talents. I asked his wife to send a plumber to fix an electrical problem. You may say no. Apple or oranges. Then his wife to send a chef to fix a root canal. Absolutely not. Again, the process that we go through within International Ministries is to evaluate the skills and talents of prospective missionaries. What do they have to offer to co-labor in Chile, to co-labor in Bolivia, to co-labor in Uganda, to co-labor in Hungary? It is not about us dictating, but it is truly our missiology task of co-laboring, of walking side by side, not ahead, not behind, but side by side with God's given talents to augment kingdom building. So your skills are valuable. My skills, Jamie's skills, Tom's skills, Fernand's skills are all valuable in kingdom building. But then are we ready to use our skills where God will send us? Whether we are teachers, can we do better in our teaching when we know the language, whether it be Portuguese or tribal language, so that we are understood It's also important as we sharpen up our skills to know what our spiritual gifts are. Jesus was calling these first disciples. They knew they were fishermen, but they didn't know that their skills would be sharpened to be fishers of men and women and children. There was greater work to be done. They might have been skilled at mending nets and the detail that is needed in mending nets and using those details for greater kingdom building. You might be good at teaching K-12. And that same skill, that same talent, God is preparing you for teaching beyond K-12, for teaching perhaps adult literacy in Panama, or in Rwanda, or right here on Main Street, and welcoming others and valuing that they can learn. When maybe their communities that they've left was so negative and saying, no, you cannot, because. But God is recognizing in each one of our skills to be sharpened for kingdom building. So the sharpening of our skills and talents is important. In the first letter, in the letter that Paul wrote to the Corinthians in chapter 12, we are reminded that there is one body, but made of many parts. And all of the many parts make up that one body. So all of the parts are valued, and God has put it all together. Our amazing God has seen fit to put it all together. It's not an accident. It's not an accident that Pastor Jamie was called at the time of this year. It is not an accident that I am called at International Ministries to encourage others to go and be missionary for a short time, whether it be 2 weeks or up to 2 years or a month, to be the encourager and know that the voice and know that the place is valued. Because others need to know that we love them, we pray for them, we encourage them. They can be caught. That the chains of bondage can be broken. God has seen it fit to put all these parts together. Does God make mistakes? No. Has God blessed each one of you with unique skills and talents? Absolutely. Have you used them 100% every day of the week? Or are you being selective in how you use them? That is the major question. Because as missionaries of God's good news, we are all missionaries of God's good news, is to share our gifts and talents and to do it 100%. We're shortchanging God if we're only doing it 25%. And we have examples in the good book that show that. That show the power of God's anointing on the disciples and who never came to hear of the news. Jesus picked ordinary men and women, just like you and I, for a specific reason and a specific purpose. He picked Andrew, who was there mending nets. He picked James and John, who were managers of the family business. He picked Matthew, the tax collector, to handle money. And we know he also picked Judas. And he has a different way of handling money. But he picked all ordinary people as examples for us that we are all valued. And as they journeyed through Galilee and Samaria and Jerusalem, their skills were utilized. So as you journey through Providence and Scituate and Brockton and Randolph and Bolivia and Rwanda, your skills have value. Shine the light of Christ for others to see. But remember that Jesus is saying not to do it just once a day or just these 2 hours on Sunday morning. To use 100% of God's anointing. To encourage others to use their skills and talents 24/7, 100%. And that's step number two. To be encouragers for each other. So I'm going to ask you to do something. How to cut the dough? Just turn to a neighbor and say, be great. Stay encouraged. If you don't have anybody in here, you just turn maybe 2 rows behind. And then come out of the pews and say, be ready. Stay encouraged. I'm going to do it with Pastor Jen.
Be ready.
Truly, church, your skills are ready to be birthed. Don't be shy about that. And yet, I know, I'm in New England, and what I just asked you to do might have been uncomfortable, but it's okay. You're in the house of the Lord, and it's in preparation for greater things that God will be calling you to do. Can you imagine sharing with that simple word, be ready? As we're signing it again, be ready. In a new foreign language. And being able to hear it in the language of the heart. That's what Jesus is asking of us. Jesus is also asking us to be prepared to receive and to send and to share the good news and to be instruments of mercy, peace, and love. And how do we do that? We do that by building of our armor. The spiritual warfare is our effort. Spiritual warfare are not just in foreign lands. Spiritual warfare are within our churches. You know, we teach Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and 18 to our children. That's oftentimes the first lesson in Christian education. But we need as adults to be reminded of building of our armor. The armor of God. To put on the helmet. To sharpen the word. To sharpen it. To truly be prepared in resisting temptation and not give up when storms just flood us. Our Puerto Rican brothers and sisters need to be lifted up and not discouraged. If visas are denied for entering a country, we need to build up our armor. If we're detained at the border, we build up our armor. Because we stand with others who may not know who Jesus is, but we do. And the prayers reach others even beyond and before our own hands touch. So the powerful call of today's scripture, when Jesus says, follow me, is follow with all of your being, all of your armor. we are here to humbly declare that we pray without ceasing. We stay alert and stay firm to God's nudging. We welcome God's good news in our heart as a new breath of truth, peace, and mercy. We believe in what we speak from our tongues, God's wisdom. We forgive because God has forgiven us first. We embrace that we welcome all at the table of plenty because we have been welcomed first before as we are. We wear God's armor because God knows each one of us, His children, like nobody else does. So as I close today's message for you of being ready, staying encouraged, being prayerful, wearing God's armor, I ask the question again. Are you ready to respond to Jesus' call? Are you ready to encourage brothers and sisters to respond like you have? Lord, use me in my humble way. Use me as your better teacher. Use me as your better nurse. Use me as your better accountant. Use me as your better preacher. Use me as your better musician. Use me as your better singer. Use me as your better musician. Use me as your better administrator. Use me as I am. Are you ready, brothers? To embrace the call. Because Jesus called the first disciples 2,000 years ago, but He is calling us today in 2017 as first disciples for others who may not know about Jesus, but are eager to hear what you have to share. So be ready to wear the armor. Be ready hold the good book and share what you know of the good book. Be ready to witness to others how you have been transformed. Be ready 100%, brothers and sisters, to be servants of God, to be instruments of peace, to be Christian beings.